What's up, Blayers? Have you ever wondered what would happen if you tried to recreate anime special moves in real life? I know I did, and it turns out with just a little bit of physics and simple engineering, I ended up creating one of the most powerful and competitively viable combos I have ever made. Stay tuned, because today we're building the ultimate slash attacker in Beyblade X. Let's get started.
Okay guys, so you may be thinking, what exactly is a slash attacker in Beyblade X? A slash attacker is a Beyblade designed to inflict damage through powerful cutting or slicing motions. And you may be thinking, that's a little bit difficult to conceptualize on a spinning object. And I don't blame you. Imagine you take a chef's knife and you lay it on your kitchen counter. Please do not do this at home. I am not telling you to do this. But imagine in your head that you take a knife and you flick the spine of it and it starts rotating quickly. That is a slash attack. Basically, you want a blade shape that is angled almost like a dagger per se, or a sword, where it has a gentle slope to hit underneath your opponent and destabilize them. Along with that, there's typically some form of indentation to cause recoil, basically creating a critical strike when you come into contact. You're one, destabilizing your opponent due to your sloped beveling, and then you're also throwing them off balance due to your critical strike, weakening them to make them easier to KO, and sometimes if you hit hard enough, burst them outright. If you're still struggling with conceptualizing what exactly a slash attacker is, let me show you my blade selection to give you a real-world example. In my opinion, the best slash attacker in Beyblade X is Samurai Caliber, a relatively new release in the scene. I actually haven't seen too many combos with it, but in my opinion, it's absolutely phenomenal. It can absolutely overpower Rod on Ball quite easily, which you're going to see relatively soon. So the reason I'm saying Samurai Caliber is the ultimate perfect slash attacker is because of its blades. It has two main contact points, which just so happen to be designed after katanas. When you look at the side profile and the beveling, it's sloping downwards, so when you hit your opponent, you hit underneath their blade and between their ratchet, causing them to wobble and destabilize, making them easier to KO. But when you then flip Samurai Caliber over, which from the top-down view, it looks like a rectangle or a square. You're like, okay, it's a super aggressive blade. But when you flip over, it's actually a perfect circle in reality, because the rest of the beveling is incredibly smooth. But you may notice that there's these tiny protrusions, and when you look up close, you can see these little gaps. And when you're battling, one, your major contact point right here is hitting underneath your opponent, especially on a lower build. But these little indentations create friction onto your opponent. And when you hit them, it basically repels them off, causing insane recoil in what I would call a critical strike. Even though they didn't hit your main contact points, you basically released a ton of kinetic energy at once, resulting in severe damage to your opponent. So you may be thinking, Ender, what ratchet did you choose for this video? Well, I chose 080. I finally got Ghost Circle, and I absolutely love 080. It's basically 070, but it has more burst resistance. At least mine does. Mine has higher burst resistance than 070. And it has more weight because it's thicker and chunkier. But when you combine 070 with Samurai Caliber, you may be surprised to find out that you have a completely round side profile. Like, this Beyblade becomes a perfect circle besides these tiny little nubs that hook out and cause recoil. This creates a concept that I call synergy. Synergy is when you take two independent forces, and when you combine them, you get a greater possible output than you possibly could have had separately. Think of Drawn Buster in 160. You align 160 with Drawn Buster to increase its attack power, because you're moving its mass towards its outer perimeter. That's the same concept here with Samurai Caliber and 080. By moving all of your weight out onto these major contact points, or lack of major contact points, you're basically increasing your OWD to offer more stability. It takes a little bit more effort to make your combo start spinning faster, but that outward weight distribution can increase attack power, increase stability, which offers a increased environment, more optimal environment, for stamina, creating a, in what my opinion is, a really good combination for a blade ratchet pairing. We're well on our way to making the ultimate slash attacker in Beyblade X. Okay guys, for my bit selection, I went with Low Rush, and you may be thinking, Ender, why did you go with Low Rush? I already know some of you are absolutely writhing at the idea of Low Rush. I'm looking at you, APOC. I already know that you're typing away, saying, why are you using Low Rush? Stop, stop, stop. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking with you. But yeah, I went with Low Rush for a few reasons, particularly its low center of gravity offering more control in the stadium. In conjunction, it has 10 teeth, meaning it accelerates a little bit slower on the extreme line. However, it builds up more torque and power while it is doing so, in comparison to a 16 teeth or now even 18 teeth bit. Along with that, Low Rush has a small surface area, meaning there's very little friction with the stadium compared to other attack bits, allowing it to have even more stamina. So basically, we have a hyper-round and hyper-aggressive attacker. Kind of like a push attacker, but the shape is basically what's divulging it from that type classification, and the critical strikes out that it does. You may not believe me, but we'll get to it, I promise. Okay guys, this is my final combo, Samurai Caliber 080 Low Rush. In order to properly represent how strong this combo is, we're going to be battling against 5 different meta combos. First base 6 points is the winner. We have Phoenix Wing 760 Rush, Cobalt Dragoon 560 Elevate, Wizard Rod 960 Ball, Nightmail 960 Free Ball, and Wizard Rod 160 level. In case you're interested, this video is sponsored by Areno Base. Areno Base is your premier hub for 3D printed Beyblade X accessories. Right here, I have their dragon grips for their rip cords. These are incredibly helpful for me because I have hand issues that make it quite difficult to launch sometimes. So when I'm really struggling, I put these on my launchers and they're super comfortable. They're made out of TPU so they compress when you grab them, and they're super smooth so they don't scratch or tear at your hands like traditional 3D printing layer lines if you're using, say, PLA. So yeah, I can launch 2 Beyblades at the same time when I normally can't due to my hand issues, and I can launch 2 Beyblades faster, which is very beneficial as a solo Beyblade X creator. Along with that, I have the bread and butter, I'd say, of their website, their Bey Bentos. This is the Pegasus one right here. As you can see, it sparkles. This thing is awesome. I don't think you can call yourself a competitive player without having one of these, because look how cool this is. You can hide your entire deck from your opponent without resulting to the Joel, let me put my Beyblade in my pocket, let me put my Beyblade in my hoodie, and I'll pull it out before I battle. We've been doing that for 25 years, guys. Come on. Let's have some innovation. This is the innovation I'm talking about. You can have an entire deck absolutely just hidden in here. And it's easy for transport because they don't slide around. You just lock them away. Boom. You're ready to go. Throw this in your hoodie instead of all of your loose Beyblades that may fall out in the park or something. So yeah, if you're interested in any of the stuff that Areno Base has, go to the website, arenobase.com, or go to the description and click the link. And when you go to checkout, use code ENDERX, all caps, for 15% off your order. Yeah, 15%. It's pretty awesome. Thank you to Areno Base for sponsoring this video and partnering with the channel. Let's get started with the battles. First up is Wizard Rod 960 Ball. First battle, shoot. Okay, that is Samurai Caliber with a KO finish. That is a current score of 0-2. As you saw, it just has an explosive amount of power. Next battle, shoot. Samurai Caliber with a burst finish on Wizard Rod. That's a current score of 0. Man, that was like, that was lethal. That's crazy. Okay. Next battle, please go shoot. Okay, that's Samurai Caliber with a KO finish. That is a final score of 0-6. Caliber absolutely dominated. Okay, it's definitely doing that, like, anime, like, power move where it just, like, whips around the extreme line and slashes. I think it's working pretty well. Okay, moving on. Next up is Phoenix Wing 760 Rush. First battle, shoot. Come on, hang in there, Caliber. Okay, that's Samurai with a spin finish. That has a current score of 0-1. Next battle, shoot. Well, Well, that was Caliber with a KO finish. That has a current score of 0-3. Man, Finks didn't even have a chance to do a wind-up. It landed and immediately got KO'd.
Next bout.
Okay, that is Samurai Caliber with a spin finish. That has a current score of 0-4.
Next bout.
That's Samurai Caliber with a spin finish. That has a current score of 0-5.
Next bout.
Okay, that's Samurai Caliber with a spin finish. That is a final score of 0-6. Samurai is the winner. Moving on. Next up is Nightmail 963 Ball.
First bout, need a shoot.
Okay, that's Samurai Caliber with a KO finish. That is a current score of 0-2.
Next bout.
Oh man, that's Samurai Caliber with a KO. That was a one hit. That's insane. Okay, current score of 0-4.
Next bout.
Okay, that's Samurai Caliber with a KO finish once again. That's a final score of 0-6. That was actually insane. That was a speed blitz.
Okay, Samurai Caliber's the winner. Moving on. Next up is Wizard Rod 160 level. First bout.
Caliber with a KO finish. That's a current score of 0-2. Man.
Next bout.
Okay, that's Samurai Caliber with a KO finish. That's a final score of 0-6.
Caliber is moving on. That's crazy. Finally, we're up against Goon Elevate.
Next bout. Okay, that's Samurai Caliber with a burst finish that has a current score of 0-2.
Next
foul. Okay, that's Cobalt Lagoon. That is a current score of
0-4. Next foul.
Caliber with a burst finish once again. That's a final score of 0-6. That was awesome. Dragoon like shot up onto the bucket. Oh wow, that cracked the bucket. That's not good. Someone please buy me a new state. I'm just kidding. Okay, well that's Caliber with the win. Okay guys, as you just saw, Samurai Caliber 080 low rush is easily the ultimate slash attacker in Beyblade X. This thing has insane attack power and critical hit abilities. It won against all 5 meta combos with a perfect 0-6 record. I don't know if that's ever happened before on the channel, so there's only one rating I can give this. A perfect 10. This thing is absolutely phenomenal, and I highly recommend putting it into your deck and giving it a shot. Make sure you have a tight 080 like I do, and absolutely destroy your competition and let me know how it goes in the comment section down below. But if you guys enjoyed this video, please make sure to like, subscribe, hit the bell to be notified every time I upload, and check out my last video where I create the ultimate nullification combo in all of Beyblade X. It was a ton of fun, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. It actually uses CX parts. But in the meantime, peace out, Bladers.